Hi, I'm Irma Minerva at the University Libraries at UNCG, and this is your podcast of the week.
I heard there's a storyteller coming to campus. Can you tell me a little bit about this event?
The University Libraries are happy to present an evening with Willie Claflin at 7 p.m. on Monday, September 14th in the Elliott University Center Auditorium on the UNCG campus.
Can you tell me more about Willie?
He's a storyteller, a children's book author, and a folk singer, and he's been featured at the National Storytelling Festival on a regular basis. He's appeared around the world at storytelling events. He uses a character named Maynard Moose, who often mangles the language in a way that's fun for children and adults. For example, he ends some of his performances with, "Thank you for your detention," which is something an adult would pick up, but a child might not. In his book, The Uglified Duckling is a retelling of the classic tale of the ugly duckling, except in this case, the swan is a moose, Maynard, which makes for some unusual problems when he tries to swim like a duck or quack like one.
Well, how did you come up with this idea to bring him to campus?
This is actually the third in a series of programs that involve collaboration between the university libraries and area schools, the School of Education at UNCG, and Bookmarks, the Triads Festival of Books, which is being held in Winston-Salem on Saturday, September 12th.
And during each of these years, the libraries and the School of Education have brought a children's book author or storyteller to the campus. We present to elementary school children in the morning. They come on field trips to visit the campus. And for some of these kids, it's the first time they've visited a college campus. So we're attracting them to college at an early age, and it gives them a good first impression of UNCG. In the afternoon, the guest speaker addresses students in our School of Ed methods classes, and then in the evening there's a free public performance. In fact, all of the events are free. This year we have over 650 fourth graders coming for the morning and afternoon events, so we're really excited about that.
Wow.
The first year we had storybook illustrator Jerry Pinkney and his wife Gloria. Last year we had Cuban-born storyteller Carmen Agraditi. We see this as a real community outreach and involvement event that benefits a lot of folks, including our students, local elementary schools, the friends of the UNCG libraries, and the whole Triad community, really. So we think it's becoming a signature program for us each fall. We drew about 1,000 to 1,500 people over the course of the day last year, and we reach another 7,500 at the Bookmarks Festival. How do we choose Willie in particular? Well, I enjoy attending the National Storytelling Festival in Jonesboro, Tennessee, every October. I confess I'm hooked. And I've heard him so many times and know what kind of crowd pleaser he is, as his predecessors have been. So one of my favorite things about this whole event is the great letters we often get from the school children and how much they enjoy it.
Well, can you tell me a little bit about who was involved in the process of making this event happen?
Well, Karen Gavigan and I, along with Ginger Parnell and Kimberly Lutz, have been working on this from the UNCG end, and then we collaborate with folks in the schools and at Bookmarks to make it all happen. Phi Mu Sorority is helping us by acting as greeters and ushers this year, and the North Carolina Teaching Fellows are escorting the children and their teachers in the morning. Special word of thanks, though, is due because this year's events made possible through the generosity of Pam and David Sprinkle and Betty and Bill Hicks, as well as the O'Henry Hotel. Pam and Betty are members of the board of directors of the Friends of the UNCG Libraries.
Tell me why someone might want to come see him, or what's the audience?
Oh, he's great. He's an entertainer for all ages. He'll have you laughing and smiling, and word is he's going to sing some songs for us too when he's here. He's a collector of traditional folk songs and reads them with a beautiful voice. In fact, I can read just a real quick page out of The Uglified Ducky, which is a story he'll be telling us. And this is when Mommy Ducky sees the eggs. "Ooh, look at that," says Mommy Ducky. "Five cute little fuzzy yellow duckies and one large and distremely uglified ducky. Oh well, children, it is time for you to learn proper ducky behavior." And of course, then it goes on with the moose experiencing a lot of funny events throughout.
Well, can you just conclude and tell me the details again?
Sure. We'd love to have them come Monday, September 14th at 7 p.m. in the Elliott University Center Auditorium. It's free and open to the public. No ticket or reservation is required. Parking is in the Oakland parking deck. And if you have questions, contact Barry Miller at 336-256-0112 or me, Karen Gavigan, at 336-334-4035.
Well, thank you so much, Barry and Karen, and we hope to see you all there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.